Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Now she's been hanging out with us. CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. All of our books are there. Something under a million videos are there on every small business topic under the sun. Ruth, thank you again for the hard work you're doing in making those resources available to so many small businesses.
My pleasure. I mean, you can use them whenever you want, even at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're lying awake saying, what am I going to do?
As I do sometimes.
As we all do. I was just about to say that. We all do that.
Hey, Ruth. One of the things I want to get back to this profit or wealth thing. Would you agree with me when I say that if you're in a small business, if you're starting a small business, you've had one for a little while, but you've still got a ways to go before you exit, that your wealth strategy as a small business owner needs to be where when you get ready to sell your business, the selling of the business isn't your growth strategy. I mean your wealth strategy. You should have already made your wealth. You should have already, you know, it could be in through profitability. Hopefully it will be. It could be through real estate that you've acquired or whatever. But we all know that most small businesses don't get sold for a big number, if at all. And
yeah,
I worry that people think that they're going to, you know, build a business and not learn anything about profitability. And then when they get to be the time they want to walk away, somebody's going to pay them $3 million for it. It happens fewer times than you think. What do you think, Ruth?
No, that's very, very true. Some of the hardest things that I do is when I'm valuing businesses for somebody who's worked their butt off for 40 years. And his business isn't worth anything because there's no wealth in the business or no profits in the business. And he's like, okay, or she's like, okay, I mean, what am I going to do now? They're in their 60s, and it's like a slap in the face. It's like, you know, but it's reality. You got to start building it sooner. And it's almost like life insurance. You don't want to think about it, but you need it.
The 21st century, when so many business models are being disrupted, the business you start today may be totally irrelevant 40 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to charge enough. You have to be profitable. You have to make smart investment decisions if you're going to have wealth at the end of the day. You don't have a choice. There was a time when businesses, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, when you could just toss the keys to your kids and they could pay you out of the company and keep working themselves, right? But those days are probably gone.
Those days are gone. Yeah, they're gone. You're really in a situation where you've got to build it now, and not knowing is probably not the right word. But none of us know the future. None of us know when we're going to exit. And so you put the plan in place. You start executing your plan to build profitability and wealth and go for it. And then you can walk away at some point
mm-hmm.
in time.
You have to accept that profitability is what is the key to wealth, and profitability—the key to profitability—is pricing. You have to do two things. You have to make sure you know how much you have to have to sell something to be profitable, and number two, you have to be able to sell that price. See, that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Is a lot of people don't—they're not prepared. They don't have the backbone or the skills or whatever to say, "Yes, I'm higher than those people because I'm worth it." Can I explain to you why?
Right.
You have to be able to do that, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yes, you do. You have to sell your value. Absolutely. And if you can't do that, don't be in business. Seriously.
Well, you'll just lose all those. You'll lose all the bids. And if you have to chase, a percentage that's going to help you get the business, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable failure, aren't you?
Yes, and you're, and all the money that you put in and the hard work you put in, if you're not willing to do what it takes to make it grow and be profitable and have a great bottom line, then why are you doing it?
That's right. And you stand a chance of losing the business, the money you put in, and a lot of other stuff. We've seen it, folks. We're not being negative. We're just trying to jolt you into realizing that you got to charge enough to make a profit, to accumulate wealth, as Ruth has taught us, and as you're going to be explaining even to greater detail in an upcoming book, right?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Ruth.
Called Copter Wealth.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. You have
Ruth
a great day.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.